It's at 10:19 on In Season with Saki. Good morning and welcome to it if you just tuned in. I'll be chatting to Unogwazi Mlambo, who is the founder and MD of OSA Group, OSA Ecosystem, and also OSA Media, to discuss, you know, the resilience, or rather how to remain resilient in business despite challenges, right? So all of that is happening in just, it's now 10:23. I'm joined on the line by Unogwazi Mlambo, who is the founder of OSA Group Ecosystem and also OSA Media. And she's here joining me on the line to chat about resilience in women-owned businesses. Good morning, Unogwazi. How are you?
Good morning, Cape Town. Good morning, Sisake. Good morning to the viewers and the listeners of CCFM 107.5. Don't change the dial. We're here at Unlocked with Unogwazi. Quasi at In Season with Sake and changing lives. I mean, what else would we be doing to start on a beautiful Wednesday morning?
Yeah. I always love your entries, eh? I always love them. You need to package them and sell them. Listen, sure, I'm so excited today to chat about resilience in women-owned businesses. But before we can, you know, dive straight into it, I want to know why particularly women-owned businesses.
I don't know where to start in the season that we're in. As leaders, as businessmen and women, as believers in the kingdom of God, right? But I really think as you look at the year, like drawing to an end, I see a lot of people and a lot of entrepreneurs just really just weary, like tired, just exhausted, like over it, and starting to question the visions that they had out to achieve this year. Will this come to fruition? How do I deal with the insurmountable challenges? How do I deal with the prolonged aspects of things that you've waited for but have not materialized, right? And so it's a season where we're questioning the pain and prolonged situations. And, you know, there's something, there's an orientation that comes by reason of pain and prolonged situations. You know, when situations keep people limited for a long time, it is able to suggest an orientation to them, suggesting that God is not mighty, right?
Sure.
But that's not the word of God. That's not the truth. So how do we go back and stand on Ephesians 1:19 that, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power?
Mm.
How do we comprehend the depth of power exerted to dislodge death and hell in the grave, defying the grip right over Jesus and brought him back to life in light of the power exerted to bring Jesus to life? How do you stand in that power? Because the same power lives and resides in you as a believer, as an entrepreneur, as a woman called in the vision and the mission that God has given you in pursuit of business. How do you stand knowing, like, you know, that you have this even power of greatness that can dislodge every aspect of limitation, every aspect of delay, every aspect of a denial, every aspect of a failure, everything that looks like it's a promise that has taken too long? How do you stand on the promises of his word and know, like you know, that you're going to make it? You know what I mean?
Sure. That is really amazing. Now, the word resilient is so powerful, right? Simply, it means that it's an ability to recover from or simply adjusting easily to misfortune or change. Now, how can a business owner, an entrepreneur and also a leader, remain resilient in business and leadership after, you know, failures or prolonged pain?
You know, one of the key things is when you're going through a lot, right, the Word of God says we must be expectant, right?
Mm.
So the key things that always come come through when you are really waiting upon the Lord is believe, right? Believe is always the word that just gets emphasized in your spirit and in your heart. Don't doubt God, right?
Mm.
So the orientation that is brought about by the pain and the prolonged situation where you're waiting on the fulfillment of the promise and the fulfillment of the vision that you have over your business and over the leadership that you're called to serve in, right? You need to be able to stand in the truth, right? And how do you stand in the truth? It's what the Word of God is basically telling you, that the promise will come to life. But you need to be expectant. like there's a law of expectation. There's a power of expectation, right? And expectation is a strong belief that, you know, that something desired or anticipated will happen. Like, but the result happens by steps of faith and graces that work, right? Mm-hmm. I think there's a, I think in Mark 11, right? Whatever you, whatever things you ask for when you pray, believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So God responds to the expectations of you as an entrepreneur. The aspect of the expectation that you have as a believer, the aspect of an expectation that you have as a woman called a business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the faith is demonstrated by the actions, like that obedient action that you take in relation to knowing, like you're knowing that this is what you ought to be doing in the season, right? So if you really want to watch what you're expectant of, it must be framed by what you're saying in your mouth and what you're saying and doing through your actions, right?
Mm.
So we need to open up our hearts and expect, right? Because there's danger when there is no expectation, right? I believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Like, clearly articulate your expectation. And don't be ashamed to say those things that look like they haven't come to fruition, that look like the season couldn't possibly happen in your lifetime. But you've got to stand with the law of being expectant, because, you know, Bible faith is an expectation based on God's integrity and ability. It's not based on my own ability,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
It's as revealed by his word. Like, that's why expectation is a law. It's every genuine expectation is expressed through words and action. So we pray and we take the necessary steps required for victory, because God will not force this power on you. It's more than just a wish, right?
Mm.
And we're also aware that, you know, that the grace produces the results. I mean, my pastor has been talking about the graces that I'd work in different ministries, and every man of God has got a grace that is operating in and through their lives. Like, I go to New Birth Winners Church, and obviously we are a faith-based institution, and therefore faith for me is one of the things that I partake in that grace, right? And I partake in that grace by believing and just knowing that I'm a partaker of the graces that are in and at work through my man of God. So faith for me, I've got unbelievable kind of faith in circumstances that don't look like they could ever materialize to anything that makes sense. Like, you know, in the beginning of the year, my business went through a trial as a woman-owned business where the challenges is we lost a key anchor contract, right? And this is what was able to sustain a lot of the expenses that we have, a lot of the employees. And I could not for a moment comprehend how that we are faithful tithers. We are faithfully stewarding over God's resources, and we are speaking the word of God. And as far as we were concerned, we had done everything that is an obedient action in relation to our faith, right? We stood in the principles of building a kingdom business. And yet we're sitting now with the trial that was beyond what we could comprehend, beyond what we could understand, right? And I had to go back and make sense of what did God say to me when he gave me this contract. He said to me that he will personally go ahead of me. He will not fail, nor will he abandon me, right? So in that aspect where I felt abandoned, I knew God is for real, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not for me to make this thing work. I need to stand on what he says, and whatever we see in the season, even as I was speaking to my amazing manager this morning, I'm like, we stand in faith, we wait upon him. He will not fail, he will not abandon us. He's calling to fruition the other aspects of the things that we're waiting for, and we do not speak anything outside of the truth of that he gave us. And every time that we executed that contract, we stood on those words, that the way that we faithfully tithe, the way that we faithfully steward over God's resources, the way that we faithfully manage his people, that we pay above the pay rate of what the rest of the economy says we must pay in certain aspects of, you know, employees. We do more than our fair share. So I knew, like I knew in my heart, we've done everything that we could. So we wait upon the Lord. And why do I wait upon the Lord? Because I know, like I know, that the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead lives inside of me. So when I am sitting at his feet and waiting upon the Lord as a woman-owned business, beyond the pressure, beyond the pain, beyond the prolonged awaiting of the fruition of the promise that he's shown me, is I speak the word that he has given me in the season where I do not necessarily see the manifestation, but I know that when I call it forth, I call the things that are not as if they were. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Now, this morning on the show, I played, today's devotion, which is titled, Waiting on God. And that can also be a testing season. Now, I want us to chat a little about what now to do as a business owner who is going through a hectic season of testing. You know, those challenges, you know, how can they remain resilient in such times?
You know, I think it's important, as the Saki, that we have perspective on the things that we're called to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of the key things that I have to ask myself in the most difficult season, and I think this is what I would say to any entrepreneur, go back and double check if your vision is from God or is it a selfish ambition. Was this vision given to you by God, right? And you know why I like having that understanding, right? Because I always talk so much about the knowledge of things, but also requirement of the understanding, the comprehension, like knowing that you know, is that when I know that the vision is from Him, right? And I know that the mission that I'm on in terms of building that enterprise, right, that He's given me to build in the season, that I'm in alignment, right? There's something that I've heard a lot of entrepreneurs when I meet with them, they're like, Nkosi, please give me the strategy. Please give me the direction. I don't know what to do, right? But what they don't know is I can't give a strategy of vision that God has not given me. God will give you the vision, He'll give you the mission, and He'll give you the divine strategy and direction.
Mm.
And where is the divine strategy and direction? You have to ask yourself in terms of a lot of people are busy, but what are you busy with? Are you busy with what God told you to do, or are you busy in the flesh with what you think you ought to be doing? Because you can be busy and be wasting a lot of time. For me, I'm not in the business of wasting time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the key thing is I go and I get understanding from the man, the God that is able to give me the vision to just think and say, you've given me this mandate, you've given me the mission, how do you want me to execute in terms of the divine strategy in this direction? And it's in the wisdom of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And where is the wisdom of God? Like, where do you find the wisdom of God, right? You have to go back to the knowledge and understanding in relation to what He says in the Word, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is why it becomes impossible for you sometimes to do something that look like they're not yielding a return, but it could just be like maybe you're pursuing a vision that is not even aligned with God's perfect will over your life in this season, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one aspect of answering that question, but there's a second part, right? You could also be pursuing the right vision as an entrepreneur, pursuing the God-given mission, and also executing the divine strategy and direction according to the wisdom of God. But then there's also the season of testing.
Mm.
What does that entail, right? And what do you do in that season of like prolonged waiting and waiting for this manifestation, right? For me, I personally, this is what I would say to any entrepreneur, is I have had to seek the mercy of God, right?
Yeah.
Raise a song to the Lord our God, right? I've had to look at the posture, like in terms of the mercy of God and grace, right? There is a formula, like in terms of the mercy of God and His grace. You know, the sufficiency is not in Nkosi, it is not in myself, right? But in Jehovah Jireh. Right?
Yeah.
In Jehovah Gomola.
Yeah. Yeah.
In Yahweh Elohim. In Adonai. Right? The trust, the sufficiency, that I need is in Him, right? You will not understand grace until you understand mercy, right?
Sure.
Because God is gracious and He's compassionate and He's merciful, right? Because the nature of us man is that intrinsically we are limited by reason of just being fallen man, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have had to seek the mercy of God. Like, any action that is taken that is motivated by compassion is called mercy, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is the foundation of this mercy? Like, it's compassion. I'm like, I need your sympathy over the situation. I need your pity. I need your concern. I need, you know, you said you are touched by the feelings of our inferiority. infirmity, right? I need you to give me the treatment in terms of how do I distress from this pain that looks like it's overtaken every other aspect of my life, right? To have mercy is just to show care and provide relief, right? To refrain from harming. I could have done something that I shouldn't have done, an entrepreneur. We could have done an aspect of business strategy direction that maybe did not align with his perfect will. But I fall back at his mercy feet and say, Lord Jesus, unless you help me, I cannot get up. Unless you turn things around, I will not make it. Sure. So I need you. I need your mercy. I need your compassion. I need your love. We need to stop announcing to the whole world as entrepreneurs that we're going through challenges and thinking the world is going to feel pity for us. Only he can feel pity for us and show us the sympathy and the compassion because he's concerned about the suffering of others. He's concerned about our suffering. But if he articulated at his mercy as feet, it doesn't matter whether it was indeed my season of testing. It doesn't matter even if I got it wrong and the strategy was not correctly aligned or not executed well. But at his mercy feet, he is moved because he's got compassion. But for as long as you're an entrepreneur and trying to fix it in your own strength and trying to find the results or the direction from others, you go and you seek counsel from somebody if the Holy Spirit has led you to go and seek counsel from that person. You don't just go around and we have meetings upon meetings. I've got a problem, I've got a problem, I've got a challenge, I've got a challenge. You know what? Get over yourself. Everyone does, right? You're not the first person to go through a trial. Go back to the person that gave you the vision and say, God, you gave me this vision. This thing is not working out. Tell me what to do next. You gave me the mission. You know, for your name's sake, only you can lift me.
Come
and I've seen things that I thought they were unanswered prayers. I was sitting and thinking, the prayer has not been answered. And I look back through the lens of the leading of the Holy Spirit where I realized that at that time, at 22-6, when I was in the most insurmountable state, God had already answered through an SMS that came through and said, here's the provision, but I didn't know. And I didn't see it. It could be I was just embroiled by the pain, and it was so heavy that I couldn't even hear what the Holy Spirit was telling me, and yet God has answered. And so I've seen in a lot of circumstances, a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs thinking they haven't had a breakthrough, or they haven't had an answered prayer. If you were to just silence every other noise, everything that is speaking around you, and to hear the wisdom of God, you will be shocked because you will realize that God has already answered. God has already made a provision. God has already made the way. God has already set his mercy seat and said, for as long as this thing you can't do it in your own strength, okay, I will empower you through the Holy Spirit. For as long as you are still asking the Holy Spirit to lead you, he will give you the direction and order your steps, even in situations or circumstances that look impossible, right? So my answer to any entrepreneur is like, go back to the mercy seat of our Jehovah Jireh and tell him, you can't do this by yourself. Lord, help me.
Yeah, sure. That is really powerful. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, we could apply that in all aspects of our lives, you know, whether we are entrepreneurs or not. That is really powerful, powerful, sound advice there. Would you say in closing, Sis Nokwazi Oguti, that is your secret weapon of succeeding as, you know, a woman who owns her own business?
You know, one of the key things that I've learned in this season is the ability to trust God and his integrity, right? A lot of us in business, and a lot of people, even on platforms, we talk about God without having experience him, right? We talk about him in terms of a theory that we've heard about or we've read about in a book of life, and we want to represent him, right? I've discovered that I cannot represent a God that I do not know.
Yeah.
I cannot talk about a God that is able to be a Jehovah Jireh in business when I have not seen him provide
and
be the provision of this business. Right. I've had to go back where I need him to be the Jehovah and Jireh in my private and intimate space with him in order for me to be able to tell it to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that has required for me to learn something that I never, ever thought I'd be able to learn. And that is to trust God and lean not in my own understanding. and trust. You know, trust the way that God and the Holy Spirit has revealed it to me. It's like if there was a bus that was going to pass through a road and I put myself in front of the bus knowing that God would catch me. That's the kind of trust that I've had to lean on God, knowing like I know that my trust is based on His integrity and character. I need to know the integrity of this amazing Father. I need to know when I say that His integrity and His character is good, it means that I've had to understand the characteristics of this Father that I'm talking about. Like, it's not just some beautiful fancy talk that you say. When we say that he's only present, what does it mean that He's everywhere at the same time? What does it mean when I say that He's omniscient, He's all-knowing? What do I mean when I say that he's all-powerful, that all power belongs to God and comes from God? And if I've got a Father who's all-powerful, how do I act that power? What do I mean that He's able? It means that in His characteristics, in his makeup as my Father, He is able based on the character of who He is. And therefore, because it is within His character to do so, it's in His abilities to do so. When He says, I'm not a man, therefore I do not lie, it's because He has it within His ability and framework and His aspects of characteristics to be able to do that. So when I say that He's able, I'm not trying to figure out that I'm going to say He's able and then He has to figure out how He's going to be able to. I know like I know, right?
Yeah.
So trusting for me has been the element of being setting myself apart as a woman-owned business, that's a kingdom business, and say, I know whom I have believed and I am persuaded that He is able. It does not matter what kind of pain and trauma and trials and illegal stuff and contracts and things going crazy. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded as an entrepreneur that I'm not only going to be successful for me, for His name's sake, He is lifting us up. For His name's sake, He's the provider of Osa Group. For His name's sake, He's the provider of Osa Ecosystem and Osa Media and Maranga Investments. For His name's sake, He will not fail, because for His own reputational sake, He certainly says, I will not allow my daughter to go through the thing where she sits in shame and reproach. So when I say, like, my God is able, I know that it doesn't matter what it looks like today, He is going to do it because He is my Father. And I'm persuaded that He's able, and I know that His character is good. I know that His integrity, the thing that He stands on as a Father, is He is El Shaddai. You don't just say it. The names of God reveal who He is.
Yep.
So if you know the name of God as Jehovah Jireh, that means I know Him as a provider and a provision. I might not know God as a healer, to be honest with you, because maybe I've never needed healing. But I know that He provides. I know that He is Jehovah Gomorrah, as we've been taught in my church, that He is the God of recompense. I'm not talking about it as a theoretical concept, because I'm seeing it, doing it, and I've seen Him do it before. If He could do it before 2 years ago, He's going to do it again right now. He's the God of vengeance. I know like I know, because He stands up and He fights for us in the middle of chaos and battle and unbelievable craziness, right? I know like I know that He's Yeshua HaMashiach. I know because I know. Because the word of God says so.
Yeah, sure. That is so, so powerful. Preachly is saying, I'm loving the conversation and advices on entrepreneurs from Unokwazi, from Sisnokwazi. Thank you so much for today. Thank you so, so much. I see that there are people are looking for your contact details. As I let you go, how can they contact you?
Fantastic. You entrepreneurs are amazing. Cape Town has absolutely been such the most amazing blessing. I'm always so blessed when I come out of the platform and you get like an email from Shepherd Party, and you get an email from so many amazing ones of you guys, but you're just like, who are these amazing entrepreneurs, right? And so please do not hesitate, because you guys have reached out and you've reached out with your heart. And some of you guys, I am setting up appointments to just have one-on-one sessions with you online, because my heart is, if God can do it for me, He can do it for absolutely anybody. If God can use me, I mean, really, God can absolutely use any other person, because I'm the least qualifying in relation to anything, right? But I know like I know whom I believe and persuaded that He's able. So please reach out to me at Nokwazi at osagroup.co.za. And please, guys, like, send me a WhatsApp, because we're struggling with the phone calls and I'm getting like strange messages. Rather send me just a WhatsApp on 068-517-3509. But the email works so much better, because then I can forward it to Londo and my manager, and then she can put together the program of what we're trying to do to just assist the entrepreneurs. And a lot of entrepreneurs have been asking me about the conference, so I have received all those amazing inquiries in relation to that from Jacqueline and quite a few others. So what I want to inform you is that we have confirmed now for the 6th and the 7th of February 2024, and it is happening at the Residence Blue, which is now our core hotel. And so we just continue doing the work, but do not forget to go to the OSA Business and Entrepreneurship YouTube channel. Please like the post, check out our post, and basically subscribe. You guys are absolutely fantastic.
Oh, you are fantastic, Sis Nogwaza. Thank you so much for your time. Have a blessed day.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you. Right, that is Nokwazi Mlamo, who is the founder and also manager director of OSA Group, OSA Ecosystem, and OSA Media. And she was just touching base on such a powerful topic, you know, as women in business, how to remain resilient in business despite challenges. And you can get a hold of her. I see there are numerous people who'd like to speak to her. I see there's someone who says, I need her help, I'm struggling in my business. If you'd like to get a hold of her, you can do so by means of WhatsApp on 068-517-3509, or simply email her at nokwazi@osagroup.co.za.